Busted bus. I caught my last bus recently, not by choice. Where I live, to travel into the nearest town, Malvern, you either have to have a car or use the bus service, which up until a few months ago was running fairly regularly. First Bus, which took over running Worcestershire County Council's buses, suddenly decided that they weren't making a profit on our route, so were withdrawing it. No notice, just a helpful driver who informed some passengers a couple of weeks before the service disappeared. Due to the uproar in the various villages, the council was forced to put on a temporary service, although the route was altered, so it wasn't very useful, which we all thought was deliberate to ensure that not enough people used it, so that too would be uneconomic. Sure enough, after the trial period we were informed that it was being replaced by a dial-a-ride service, once a day, which could get you into Malvern early in the morning, and you had to return before lunch. Woe betide you, if you have an afternoon appointment or anything else, and, presumably, if the charity minibus is full, when you ring the day before, you are told to try another day. As I pointed out at one of the parish council meetings, where our county councillor was present, if the county council hadn't privatized our bus services, this wouldn't have arisen. Speaking to someone on the bus on Saturday, we are still determined to fight on. Ruffy McNally, Worcester.